In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, a half marathon on Saturday followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. I am Matt, and this is episode 55, and not only another week of the Dark Side Challenge training, but the last week of the Dark Side Challenge training. The race week is upon us, and me, well, I guess us, because my wife is running the 10K with me, but very, very, very light week. It's been no secret that I've been taking it easy these last few weeks and adjusting the training schedule to avoid any possible injury. There is potential of getting injured at the race, but I'd much rather get injured at the race than before the race, because if you've been listening since it was Matt Goes Goofy, you know why. So just going to keep it short. Not much more to say about what's coming up. You know it. I know it. Let's just get to the recordings. Here are this week's recordings for this week's Dark Side Challenge training.
All right, day one for this week, and doing very long walking intervals, very short running. So I just did a short running one, and it's a Tuesday, 30 to 45 minutes. I'm going with 30 minutes because I'm just now in I don't know what you would call it. Be super safe, super cautious, super avoid anything that could cause injury mode, because the race is 2 weekends away, so I'm ready and want to stay ready. I do not want to miss this one, so probably an uneventful recording tonight. I'll go out my 15 minutes, record the turnaround, come back, record at the end, and if anything interesting happens, I'll report it. Otherwise, we'll see. Can't tell until I get there, so I'll be back at the turnaround right after this. Okay, hit 15 minutes and turn around, and find myself going way too fast in my running intervals, probably because I'm taking such long walking intervals. I feel like I need to make up time, but that's like a subconscious thing almost, because I know I don't need to, so I had to really pull myself back. So that's all I got to share, honestly. Saw a cute dog with its head out the window as a car drove by. That's been the extent of my exciting stories this year. Maybe I'll see another one. Oh, I just saw a car cut off another car and no horn blown. That was interesting. And guess what the driver that pulled out didn't have on? That's right, his turn signal. All right, I'll be back at the end of the half hour, which is right after this. All right, not quite at 30 minutes, but almost there. Looks like this walking interval is going to take me right to it. In fact, it is, because time-wise, I can see that it is. So I figured, while I'm walking it in, I'll talk it in, too. So not much else to say, obviously, just taking it easy. I don't know why I need to feel the need to keep repeating that, but I am. Only interesting thing really has nothing to do with running. Well, first, the battery is charged on my headphones. So if you heard the last episode, you know that they died. Not very well, I guess a quarter of the way-ish, or a little less than half the way-ish in my last run. So I have my headphones. I kind of got sick of the mixes that were on my phone after all these recording, or these training runs, not the recordings, the training runs. And so I put on Pandora, put on my channel that was labeled the Jimi Hendrix channel. I guess I searched for Jimi Hendrix and then saved the search. Heard Three Dog Night's Old Fashioned Love Song, which I have not heard in ages. And while walking and keeping the trying to resist running or hurting my running too hard and hurting myself. I don't know why I keep saying that. I'm sorry. I'm probably boring you with saying that, so I will stop. Try to stop. No promises. But anyway, kind of paying attention to the song. Again, it's Three Dog Night, Old Fashioned Love Song. If you haven't heard that in a while, go back and listen to that. And when you listen to it, put the idea in your head that it was two songs, Or was it, or the question I should say, put the question in your head, was that two songs like mixed together either in editing or two songs written separately that were too short and mixed into one? Because when it goes from, what is it, stanza to refrain or stanza to chorus, it's like distinctively two different songs. So think about that next time you hear that song. So that's the only thing of interest to share in this last recording. Three Dog Night. I think I've discovered something. Old-fashioned love song is actually two songs. So I'd say more on that later, but I will probably never think of that again. So I'm just going to wrap up. That's it for this run. I'll be back with something Thursday. Maybe I'll find another song with a mysterious past or a mysterious theory. Come up with a mysterious theory. How's that? I don't know. Tune in. It'll be... Well, you don't need to tune in because it's right after this. All right. This is the weekend run for this week's training. And last one before the actual race. In fact, just say it's a week before the race, but it's technically... less than a week because it's Sunday, and half marathon I'll have been well over this time next week. So 4 miles, taking it very, very, very easy. I am not getting hurt before this. I will get hurt at the race. I can live with that. I can get injured trying, but I'm not going to get injured again before the challenge. So I'm almost at 2 miles. I did the first mile and a half with my wife and my dog. They turned around and headed home, so I started recording at this point. I'll probably record again at the turnaround, and then at 3 miles, and then when I get back. But I'll tell you right now, it's going to be uneventful. I'm not pushing myself. When I seem to be getting close to 60 minutes pace, I'll jog a little bit, almost shuffling my feet so that there's not a lot of impact on my knees or my calf, and that is it. I am not going to get hurt before this, if I can help it. I know I can't speak for everything that's ever going to happen everywhere at any time, but as far as being in control of my actions, and running hard is one of those actions, that ain't going to happen today because I'm going to get through this challenge. So I'll be back at the turnaround. Like I said, probably not going to be eventful. Don't know if the many stories to tell, but we'll find out right after this. All right, halfway done. Did a little jogging there to give myself a little breathing room in the 16-minute round, but not much. So that is going to be the story of the day. One thing to note, I guess I should discuss. I'm also testing out which knee brace to use. The past couple weeks, maybe even a month, or maybe slightly longer. Not much longer than a month, not 2 months. I've been using the heavy-duty knee brace. That's because the other knee brace just needed a good washing, which I hadn't done. Well, I have done it now. Give it a good soaking in wool light. I'd kill off the odors best I could. And so now, after that's been thoroughly dried out, I'm wearing it now, and I'm obviously not feeling the same support I was because it's different. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. It's good. Any support's good, but it's a... it feels different. Not quite sure if I don't think I'm damaging myself or hurting myself is what I'm trying to say. So I think where I'm going with this is I'm just going to wear the heavy duty one, because that's what I've been doing the past few months, and that is the one I did those long, long, long training runs in. So I'm just going to go ahead and wear that. I was kind of wondering which one to wear, but now that I've put this on and instantly feel the difference, it kind of makes sense that you don't want to change up what you did in your at the height of your training. That's just a general thing, not even with an injury. You don't want to put on brand new shoes the day of your race, so I probably don't want to switch out my knee brace. So I'm going to wear the heavy-duty one. It's starting to squeak a little. It's actually kind of funny. I didn't tell that story, but I was trying to find... it sounded like a baby bird, and I wanted to see it because I thought it might be in our gutters, and I wanted to keep an eye on it in case it rained and so it didn't wash out the nest. Could not find the baby bird. Noticed I still heard the sound inside, and noticed it was my right hinge squeaking on my knee brace. So maybe I can do something about that before the race, or give everyone else a good laugh when they hear me squeak as I run by, or as they run by me, as will be the case. But anyway, so that's that. Other than that, yeah, nothing. Going slow, going steady, like cooking a brisket. That is a very odd analogy, I know. I'll be back at mile 3. All right, mile 3 done, and not much remarkable on the running front, or the mostly walking. A little bit of jogging there to keep my pace in line. A couple things to note. One, very large gentleman. All right, I'll just call him Fat. He's fat. Because if they're that much bigger than me and he was that much bigger than me, they're fat. He was on a souped up modified scooter. Little scooter, low to the ground, little tiny wheels, something on the muffler to make it sound loud as anything. Not like that didn't look funny enough, but he had some kind of radio system, sound system in it. He was blaring New Kids on the Block right stuff as he drove by. I don't know. Central Florida. Stuff like that happens. I'll probably never see that particular one again. But anyway, other things I wanted to mention. I mentioned after the pig run that I've been wearing other pig run shirts of the past on my training. And today's one of those days. I'm actually wearing the 2013 race shirt. So there you go. I remembered to mention it once. And it's really the last chance I can in this particular training session. The only one I use, actually don't wear, I think it's 2014. I didn't do the 2015, so I'm pretty sure I have the 12 and the 11. The 14 was a form-fitting shirt, like not a compression shirt, but a form-fitting shirt. My form is not fitting that shirt too well, so I only wear that around the house after a shower. I don't wear that out in public much, if at all, ever. So I also wanted to mention Thursday's recording, or lack of. I did not do any training Thursday. As I said earlier, my knee's been acting up a little bit, not a dangerous amount, but enough for me to say no to a Thursday run because it's too close to the challenge. And I just want to state that these changes in these last few weeks in my running schedule, these are not whims. These are not, I just don't feel like doing it. I've been seriously thinking them out or considering how my body is feeling, what it's telling me. These are deliberate decisions, not just rash, sudden last minute decisions. I have been thinking about it. This close to the race, I'm not going to push it because there's no recovery time. There's nothing. That was it. If I hurt myself Thursday, which I'm not saying there was a super chance of, but it felt like there was a chance of. So not enough time to recover by next week. So that's why there was no run Thursday. And also wanted to mention, this was not, I said I, maybe, I'll, well, no, I might as well, I started the thought, I'll finish it now instead of the studio. I don't have a specific thing or challenge lined up after this, but I do have a race that I have to keep my eye on, and it's the Space Coast. I am signed up for 2 more years. I signed up for the entire 5-year challenge, so I do have, at the very least, the Space Coast coming in November, so even if I get through this, or if I kind of beat myself up a little bit on this and need some recovery time, it's not going to be long. It's going to be pretty much when things are back. I got to get on my feet again because I got to keep training. So this is not the end. I kind of listened to that recording after I released it. It made it sound like I'm wrapping up. I'm not. I'm just wrapping up this particular challenge. So once this is done, I do have something that I have yet this year and may very well have something in between there that could be, that could very easily happen. So not the end, just the end of this particular challenge or storyline, and then on to a new one. So that is it. You know what? I'm just going to, at this point, what is it? I got a quarter mile to go. Why don't we just call this the wrap up? Because there isn't going to much that happens. If another fat guy on another little bike goes by, I'll report that. But other than that, I think that's it for this run. So I'm going to walk in. Oh yeah, I'm going to walk in this quarter mile. I'm well ahead of 16 minutes after that little jaunt, that little jog. So that is it. The next time you hear this recording, this voice on a recording, it will be the Dark Side Challenge. It will be the 10K on Saturday. My wife will be with me. She will have to be on the recording. She doesn't have any choice on that one, because that's a race. So you'll hear her and I on the 10K, the mostly walking 10K, and then you'll hear me on the half marathon on Sunday. And I'm going to let loose a little bit there. I'm going to push myself because that is it. That is what I work towards. That is what I conserve my energy. That is what I conserve my knee and calf. Everything I just did on these past 20 odd recordings was for that weekend, and particularly that race, the half marathon. So that is it. We'll go back to the studio for the week wrap up, and then it's game time.
All right, that is it for this episode. That is it for this training. And now the race is coming. I will have one evening where I take a brisk walk to keep my legs warmed up, keep them loose in a sense, keep them ready for the race, but it is going to be race week next episode. Very excited about it, anxious about it, little trepidatious. I don't think I'm worried at all, but got really ready for it, ready to do it, almost ready to have it over so that I know that I can do it. I know I can do it. I just need to get through it. So that rhymed not on purpose. I didn't mean to make that rhyme. I'm not Muhammad Ali here. So that's all I can say. Next week, it's going to be that special episode. It's going to be the race, both race days, a little bit of a warm-up training, if you want to call it that, and then the race. It's going to be great, I think. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, I'm not reporting an injury, but if I do, I'm going to record what I can because it's going to be real, good or bad. Hopefully, all good. I think it's going to be good. So that is it. I'm just going to stop there and just say I will see you next week in the next episode, the race episode. It's finally here. Thanks for all your support getting me here so far. I think we're going to have fun and we're going to be able to celebrate the next episode together. So until then, I will see you in that next episode. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZaz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZaz on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZaz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZaz, please check out our Patreon page at Patreon.com/NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.